Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
there's a lot of symbolism in the video.
Well, I like the brevity in it.
Oh, okay. Her symbolism was, let's get this done so I can eat a hamburger.
Hey.
Tyrese.
Pop, hit it at the top. Pop, hit it at the top.
Oh, God, that's why I always have to make.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, she's having a baby.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. You have our money back guarantee that tonight's show is going to be incredible.
Yeah, we're so excited.
I don't
know about that. We're going to lose some money potentially.
Come out of Morgan's check.
No, we always have one person who's
kidding.
Like, not tonight's show. That's like once a week I'll get a tweet that's like, I didn't like that joke. I'm like, you should keep that to yourself.
People tell you they don't like the jokes?
No, I was talking about the tweets I see Morgan get.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get right into it. J-Lo's getting totally naked in her new music video, but she wants fans to know it's much deeper than just her rolling around in angel wings.
The song is really about demanding someone to treat you in the right way. There's a lot of symbolism in the video. This girl who kind of falls into a relationship and she's sinking in this water, so she grows a mermaid tail.
If you love me, say it in the morning. Not just in the evening, only when you want my body.
I love that she calls out that there's symbolism. I think that that shows that it's not just about the way she looks. I think people are really just going to be focused about how good she does look, though.
The symbolism, everybody thinks that there's symbolism in their own project.
Yeah, like, everybody does, obviously.
Yes, of course.
Her symbolism was, let's get this done so I can eat a hamburger, because apparently she was on a 1,400-calorie diet. She couldn't have caffeine. She couldn't have alcohol to look good for this. So.
1,400 calories is still that's a decent amount of calories.
Is it for a full day for her?
I think so. Like, I think, you know, like 2,000 calories is what I'm supposed to be eating to maintain.
I think that they recommend a 2,000 calorie diet for like the average person. So 1,400 calories is a little bit under that.
Yeah, but like Matthew McConaughey went
on like a 12 calorie diet for
Dallas Buyers Club. And he won the Oscar. So I'm saying if she wants to get the MTV Music Video Award.
She should starve herself.
Go to three apple slices a day or whatever Matthew McConaughey was doing. No, she looked great. She doesn't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah. All right. Mary J. Blige just celebrated her 50th birthday, and she looks amazing.
Women in their 50s are Mary's birthday really, really, I mean.
By the way, and absolutely no shade, but I thought that Mary, and not because she looks it, I thought Mary was already 50. I did not realize that she had not turned 50 yet, but I love me some Mary J. Blige. So, Tyrese attended Mary's birthday party celebration and got a little too touchy when they were posing for a photo.
Tyrese. I think Tyrese is getting a little too close to something.
Well,
something
Tyrese,
magical.
You know, as we know, has just recently filed for divorce. So
he's
like, you know, maybe he's just like, I don't think he's trying to shoot a shot at Mary. They've known each other for a really long time. She also could have a boo thing there and doesn't want her boo because Mary keeps her relationship since she got divorced on the low. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think she just announced that she has a new man. So he could have been there.
Good for her.
So you know, maybe she just doesn't want, you know, lines to be blurred or crossed because, you know, of course, when people see things, they write stories. You can't be in a picture with a guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? People link us all the time trying to say, why aren't y'all doing something just because we're on the same
set? Why are we?
It's true. Her beach photos are incredible, I will say that. She looks unbelievable in that bathing suit. We all wish that we could look like
50,
that.
I mean,
but what the
50 is
prep for your 50 now. So it's like, if you want to look good at that age, you got to start doing things to, you know.
The sculpting thing,
whatever. Millions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Have a team of six people.
That's literally what it takes. Yeah. It's literally just having a team and having millions of dollars, and then you can look however you want.
Get that weight up so you can look good at 50.
All right. Well, over on NBC's This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown continued his season-long trend of getting naked. Twitter lost it when his character stripped down for some lakeside skinny dipping.
To let the pain go.
I don't know how.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
All right, so he's more emotional.
What if maybe it's more emotional if you watch the whole episode?
He was having a conversation naked with his mom's ghost. Is that weird?
I gotta tell y'all something. If ghosts are watching us, they're seeing us do a lot more than get naked.
Oh my God.
You know, it's not like a ghost is a human being. They're otherworldly. They've seen a lot of stuff. They're probably looking at our organs. Who knows? Like, do you think they give a damn about a penis?
Well, I feel it. If my grandma has to watch everything I do, she's in hell. I feel like that's bad news.
Do you ever think about that sometimes when you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing? Like, oh, somebody's watching me right now. It's yikes.
Every day in the morning and at night.
Every day.
You think about that too?
Also, I mean, I'm always like, oh God, that's why I always have to make.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I was going to have a total sneeze attack.
I was like, oh, she's having a baby. Oh. Oh my God,
that went into my head. It went all the way up, and if I didn't stop it, we would have sneezed. We would have had to stop down for 15 minutes because I would have not been able to stop.
Good Lord.
All right, let's just get to Wendy Williams. We can't keep up today. Okay. Wendy Williams just gave a sneak peek of her Lifetime tell-all movie. She revealed she once got yanked off the air for talking about plastic surgery.
Without further ado, I will tease you now.
Look, if you're going to lay on the table and have somebody else cut you open, I say you see at least 3 doctors first. And then you decide between them. But most importantly, I say pay for your own plastic surgery. I mean, seriously, do you really want some future ex-boyfriend out here talking about how he bought your breast? I mean, Skell, would you do that?
Hell no.
You better not. Okay. It's 78 degrees. Stay tuned because we've got more hits for you from Biggie, Nas, and Tribe Called Quest after the break.
You're off the air next week.
What? Why?
You can't talk about your plastic surgery on the air.
You do realize that 80% of the stars that we interview here have had work done.
No! You're off the air for 2 weeks. And when you come back, tone it down. Okay?
The boss forgot to say suspended without pay for 2 weeks. Oh, yes. Digging in my pocket for the purpose of just speaking my truth.
That was a good impression of Wendy Williams.
Yeah, she was pretty good. That I know Wendy, great. I think, is an executive producer, so I'm sure she had access to kind of learn all of her cadences, but she was good, I feel like.
Yeah, doing the whole, why?
The voice is, like, identical.
Yeah.
Why? I think it's funny that, like, you know how celebrities, when they pass away, the movie comes out about their life, and you're like, wow, what a life they live.
Right.
When a celebrity has a movie come out about them, and they're still working, and they're like, on the show that this movie's about, let me tell you, it's just a little premature for me.
Yeah.
Also, she, like, it's not even like Wendy Williams, the beginning. It's like Wendy Williams, the movie. This is forever the movie about her.
Yeah. It does feel a little weird that it's, you know, happening. She's still on the air. She's still working. But, you know, I think this is going to be a fun movie. If you're a live tweeter, I think this is going to be a fun movie to watch and live tweet and be a part of. But I do think it's weird that she really got punished for talking about plastic surgery. Like, think how far we've come. I mean, we talk about plastic surgery every damn day.
Yeah. Morgan's like every 2 minutes of showing
every
plastic
chance.
Surgery
We all talked about the
show.
Surgery we would get yesterday.
Yeah.
We have to take a break now.
Yeah.
But thank you. But up next, Long Island Medium returns with some crazy premonitions. Plus, stay tuned for our clip of the night. You got to see why this mom is freaking out.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey.
a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Social distancing be damned. The Long Island Medium is back with Damned, with a new season on Discovery Plus. That hair has not moved from season to season. Usually, as you continue, things start to soften, but not for her. And it looks like Zoom connects her with the spirits.
I'm Teresa Caputo. I talk to dead people.
Hi, how are you?
I am able to read virtually. I'm still able to hear the souls of the departed. How do you connect with yellow flowers?
Hold on.
I feel like all the spirits are just going to come rushing in.
Are you serious? I knew. The spirits are coming in with a bang. I'm sorry, I'm already crying.
What's with your dad's shoes? Are your dad's shoes big?
One of his shoes is bigger than the other. That's crazy!
I believe
Have either of you seen a medium?
You're so rude.
Have either of you seen a medium?
Yeah.
It was on accident.
Do you believe in it?
A thousand percent. Because when she told me, I hadn't even told anybody. I hadn't even told family members.
Really?
How was it by accident?
I was getting a reading, but it wasn't a medium reading. It wasn't to talk to anybody in my, you know, somebody who might have passed away in my family. And before we started the reading, she was like, I normally don't tell people that I'm a medium because I typically don't like it because it's very emotionally exhausting. Mm. But you have somebody coming in so strong, I have to tell you what they're saying to clear all the energy out. And it was my aunt that had passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The first thing she told me was, hey, like, in your old place, there were some things that were happening that you couldn't explain. Like, that you just didn't know what was going on, you were confused about.
She was like, that
she was like, you're honest telling me that that was her letting you know.
Wow.
That she was looking out for you or watching over you. So those things were her.
Totally.
Isn't it kind of though that ghosts will just scare you at night and then they think that that's their way of saying I love you? Like,
right.
They'll start dropping. You're like freaking out.
Yeah, you're like,
breaking
I'm scared.
I'm all into the mediums. I mean, you guys know I love mediums. I love psychics. I love it all.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't even necessarily, like, I have somebody that I feel like comes through for me a lot with just like a certain music that comes on. Like, I totally buy into all of this stuff. I've had really successful readings, and people have told me things in the past that I'm like, there's no way you could have known that. And then, even with this whole, I told you guys my whole pregnancy prediction.
Yeah.
And I literally, the last psychic I spoke to, she said, you're going to get pregnant before you get married. You won't be married when you get pregnant. And that's exactly what happened.
So maybe
you manifested a little bit. Okay.
I do believe people have gifts.
Okay.
Just like somebody can be really good at basketball. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people have certain gifts, and I think people can be born super intuitive.
I don't know if it's the same.
Exactly.
Why isn't it the same? It's a God-given gift. Why aren't you playing in the NBA? Because you didn't have a gift.
Because you're funny.
Because I'm really funny.
Because you're
charismatic. And I could do a job without having to risk my body every day.
Okay.
Well, WAP wasn't just a big hit last year. Now it's an exercise routine. Trainer Janelle Genestra's intense twerking workout has already gotten millions of views on TikTok. But is it easy to follow?
Pop, pop, hit it at the top. Pop,
this is struggle.
Hit it at the top.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Squeeze those inner thighs. Now you're gonna
struggle
jump
boots.
The right leg to the audience.
No.
Then back. You wanna add that ass? In your face. Add that thing.
This is choreography.
Step up. Here. Boom. I wanna
ride. I do a kick. No. This is like the video that we see of the 80s lady who's like, I'm going to teach you guys how to dance hip hop.
Right.
And when it's hip hop,
this is ridiculous.
This is how you're supposed to
walk.
Girl, bye, get out of here.
This, to me, as someone who's done like a lot of work with a trainer recently to fix like a lot of my back problems, this looks so unstable for their core.
Yeah.
They're really like, that's the worst looking form I've ever seen for those exercises, like you're putting your back in jeopardy.
That's why it's on TikTok with the
friends
in the garage.
Nobody realistically.
Like, she's in her garage. Like, this is not a...
Nobody realistically can keep up with that. Come on. Like, you do one of those movements, and that's something you have to at least work up to. My butt's asleep. That's not... See, I can't even sit in this chair and do this show with you guys. I mean, let alone do a video like that.
I mean, listen,
if forget
it gets people moving, whatever.
I think two people have decided to try the exercise.
It's just a bunch of people who are a part of the Rhythmless Nation, just like she is. I promise you, if you search the hashtag Busted Challenge, you will see what twerking is supposed to look like. That's that's where you should be practicing, not with this woman, but God bless her journey.
Love the bus challenge.
Yes.
Did God some bless, research God last night.
Journey.
Really good.
I think that should, really I love God bless her journey. And finally, want to know what that bitch is actually thinking? And yes, I mean your dog. There's an app for that. A South Korean startup has developed a high-tech collar that can tell you if your dog is happy, anxious, or sad.
Peppers give a dog voice that human can understand. When dog barks, dog's barking sound will be collected. Algorithm will analyze dog's voice, and then in real time, it was sent back to our application with a different emotional status.
You know, A for effort.
What?
So wait, the dog is talking, and then they just they figure out what the dog's saying through the barking?
Right. They're you know, it's like a language translator.
Okay. I believe in the media more than I believe in that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe it's true.
Yeah.
I feel like dogs are like men. It's pretty simple. They hungry, they horny, they sleepy. They gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so a lot of times I'm all three. You know?
Exactly. But it's not that complicated to neither of these dogs to figure out. It's one of those things.
We don't need a fancy device to translate what these celebrity dogs are saying. Let's listen to Hugh Jackman, Amanda Seyfried, and Chris Evans's pup. Oh, more pups.
I know.
With Chris Evans and his dog and how much he loves his dog, by the way.
He's big and let's rank the dogs.
Yes.
Chris Evans' dog is number one for me.
Okay.
And then Amanda Seyfried's number two.
Agreed.
And Hugh Jackman's little bulldog pug looking thing, whatever that is.
Look like a pug.
Bottom of the list, am I right?
Yeah.
Bottom of the list. I agree.
That one was a little
not so
testy.
Into that.
The other two were singing, so it was obvious that those two were having fun. Hugh's little pug was ready for that smoke. I don't know what he did to piss the baby off, but...
Yeah.
You know.
We have to take another break, thank God. But when we come back, a relationship ruined by a dead spider. Plus, why this mom has us screaming with her. Yay, we are back. And guess what? Couples are still up and they need our help, thank God. So who's ready for our first relationship of the new year? Woo! Oh my God, that was the Super Bowl.
That was great.
We jumped in that together. That was a touchstone dance.
No, I think you like
touchdown.
It. I think you love it.
Touch zone.
Touch zone.
That was good. It feels good to get it out. All right, first up, a woman was at a guy's house she was seeing and freaked out when she saw a giant tarantula, obviously. It was crawling toward her by the couch, so she panicked and smashed it.
Oh, no!
Her shoe. Turns out it was the guy's pet, and he's devastated and is no longer speaking to her. And she wants to know how to fix
it. Well, she's stupid.
She
up. Like, who sees a tarantula and thinks it's just coming from the outside? Like, unless you live somewhere in Australia, obviously, if you see a tarantula in the house. And also, who's killing something that big? Like,
that's a bold move.
That's too much.
I think you just have to
you
be
so scared.
You
guys are better
scared.
People than me.
You would kill a tarantula.
No, Morgan, you wouldn't do. You would ask Jordan
would
to kill a tarantula.
I would, okay, you're right. I would probably be too chicken to even get near it. But if something was coming towards me, I would run the out of that house.
I mean, if you're dating, you don't know that he has a pet?
In his house, you made it to
probably
his house
knew.
At this point.
This is apparently her biggest fear, and that she just started, just started seeing each other. This is, tarantulas, spiders are her biggest
fear.
Well,
it's time to let it go,
I don't know.
Maybe this isn't the guy for you, because he's probably going to bring snakes and other things in, and if you can't deal with a spider, you're not going to be able to deal with anything else. Call it quits.
And how many times have we heard this? A guy says his girlfriend of 2 years is a self-proclaimed witch. He thought it was kind of cool at first, but now, whenever they fight, she storms off and performs a candlelit hex. He overheard her chanting, "I place a curse on this soul-sucking man-child." And the final question I have for you guys is, should he be worried? So could you answer
Let me take this one
at home?
Yeah. Those hexes. It's like one hex isn't a big deal, but you date enough witches, hexes build up. Starts happening. It's not good.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now you believe in because you're so skeptical about stones and, you know, psychics, and but with the hexes, that's the part you believe?
Well, it's negative. You know, you don't want to believe the negative stuff, you kind of get scared of.
What's negative?
Negative. Are you from Canada now?
Do you guys don't believe in witches then?
It's not that. First of all, I don't think she's a witch. I mean, I do think that there. Listen, I think that if there's positive energy, there can be negative energy. But I think if you stay prayed up, you're protected. So I think he definitely needs to leave somebody alone that's trying to hex him. That ain't cool.
Yeah.
And I don't think you use stuff that's supposed to be positive for negative. So, you know, is she probably speaking bad on him? Sure. But he's just got to, you know, protect himself with his own energy. He'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have wanted to hex a few. I'm not going to say I haven't wanted to. You know what I mean? There might be a hunted doll somewhere around.
No,
but
there's
I'm not going to do it.
Really hit the fan between these two siblings. A woman was pet sitting her sister's dog when it pooped all over her car and ruined her $1,000 Gucci sweater. But apparently the idiot fed the dog Taco Bell as a treat. So her sister is refusing to pay any damages. Whose side are we on? You don't give a
dog
human food.
You don't give your dog human food.
No.
Listen, don't put a human.
Sometimes a little egg.
Do not put a human in the back seat with your $1,000 Gucci sweater if they've had Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They'll all over that sweater as well.
Okay. You can't get mad at dogs for being dogs. You can't get mad at kids for being kids. But you can't get mad at another grown person for doing dumb.
Yeah.
You feed the dog Taco Bell, you get what you get.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Before we go, it's time for our clip of the night, you guys.
Yes.
It's exciting.
It.
This viral video of a mom finding out her son passed the bar exam is everything we need right now.
I love a black mama. Ooh, they
she was
blessings
ready.
All
thank
over
God.
Your body.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Amen. For the first time I saw
that got
this,
to me a little.
I cried because it goes on for a little bit.
Yep.
But he passed the California bar, which is the hardest bar exam to pass. So, you know, I actually went on his page and congratulated him. I was so happy for him. Like, they are... It's a cute
so
family.
Sweet.
He's going to be an entertainment lawyer.
Well, now he's not. Now he's going to have a popular Instagram, and he's going to become an influencer for sure. He's giving up on that.
Yeah. He's going to be an influencer and an attorney.
Yeah.
We have to go. But be sure to come back tomorrow night for an all-new Nightly Pop, as always. And set your DVR so you never miss anything that we say or do.
Bye,
guys.
I'm out of here. I love you guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.